So, yeah, last year, as part of our annual open weekend, we came up with this mad idea to try and set a Guinness World Record. And eventually we settled on the world record for the most overs bowled in 8 hours. So the record we were set by Guinness World Records was 160, and we pretty much smashed it, and we ended up setting the world record of 734. So we're hoping to be in the book next time it comes out in a couple of months' time.
Wow, that is really, really amazing. Now, and you're going, well, apparently what you're telling me is you're going to go bigger and better. This is over your open weekend, 11th to the 13th of August. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's right. So as you say, our open weekend this year is 11th to 13th of August down at Rodley Cricket Club. And basically, we sort of said, we're trying to make the whole weekend bigger and better. You know, we're going to the Friday night now, so we've got live music Friday and Saturday. We've got the dog show that we always have every year on the Sunday. So we thought, how can we go bigger and better for the world record? And so we asked Guinness if they would allow us to attempt the record for the most overs in 24 hours.
Oof. Wow.
So okay. They said, sure. And then they said there's an incredible challenge of 2,000 overs in 24 hours. So we're going to be going overnight. We've got floodlights lined up courtesy of our amazing sponsors, Speedy Hire, who are sorting us out with industrial lighting so we can light up the wicket. And we're going to try and bowl at least 2,000 overs in 24 hours.
Some effort, that. I mean, based on the way the England cricket team bowl, they do about 12 an hour, 13 an hour. So you're going to be busy. Who are the lads involved in this then? Who's involved from the club?
Well, last year we had essentially all of the senior cricketers involved. So there were a couple of guys who really really put a shift in. We had one guy, our first team opening bowler, he bowled, I think, about 140 overs last year. But it's obviously, in order to sort of speed things up, you don't have any run-ups, so you just... you stand and deliver, essentially. So we had a couple of guys who were falling overs in sort of 15 seconds. But essentially, to meet the 2,000 overs in 24 hours, we need to bowl one every 45 seconds for 24 hours.
Wow. That's going to be a tough task, I would imagine. And are you all right in thinking you've got some cricket legends coming down as well?
Well, I think that'd be fair to say, Darren. I can't reveal exactly who, because I want to keep you on tenterhooks, and two... we haven't quite got them fully confirmed yet. But if I say we've got a Yorkshire cricketing hero and a current England player, and given we're on Radio Yorkshire and talking about Yorkshire, I might help narrow down who that is. And then hopefully opening the event, as of last night, we're kind of hopeful we might have a Yorkshire TV icon, an absolute legend, to come down and bowl as the first over. And I hope we can confirm that today. So it's pretty exciting.
Right, OK. It's happening over the 11th to 13th of August. Now, Mark, you play a bit of cricket yourself.
Occasionally.
You have some form against Rodley as well.
I do, yeah. I think I've actually played against our guests this season. Yeah, I play at Buttershaw St Paul's. I can only apologise for all the drunken buffoons that turned up after they've been watching the British Lions. So, we enjoyed it. Yeah, I'll miss the trip back to Rodley, sadly. Work commitments won't allow me to make it, but... I can only wish you well, fella. And I guess hopefully you'll make a few quid for the club as well. All important funds for local cricket. It's hard to come by, isn't it, these days?
Absolutely. And that's pretty much the whole reason for having the weekend. So we, I don't know if you know, but sort of 4 or 5 years ago, we didn't have a clubhouse. We didn't have any kids teams. We had two senior teams. So long story short, and I think I explained this to Darren last year, but through a partnership with Leeds College of Building, we built a clubhouse, and we've now got 5 junior teams, over 80 kids playing cricket regularly. Wednesday night training session, which is a kids training session, is absolute chaos, and so we're really sort of going from strength to strength. But obviously that takes money, so we sort of focus our efforts and our resources on kids cricket, with the hope of sort of blooding in a generation of senior players, and that's the approach we've sort of taken as a committee, and that sort of reflected. So on Sunday morning, like we did last year, really. Last year we got this for an hour. We sort of slowed the record right down and got the kids involved. And so the rules of the record allowed us to bring the kids in. And they sort of faced an over each and were allowed to be part of the world record. And they got a certificate. And so, you know, we've got probably about 40 kids down in Rodley who are currently part of a Guinness World Record, which is fantastic. And we're going to do the same again on the Sunday morning. So one of our cricketing partners called ProCoach, we're hoping that they're going to come down and put on some kids' games, and then we're going to get as many kids as we can to come and have a net and hopefully become double world record holders.
Brilliant stuff. It's happening at the Rodley Cricket Club. It's on the 11th to the 13th of August. Listen, we'll catch up with you again soon, Alex, and find out how you get on with this, because I think this is going to be spectacular. So we'll keep in contact.
The other thing, Darren, is, well, there's a couple of things. One, a shout-out to our overseas team, Matthew's back in Australia, listening in. And the other thing is, I owe you a pint, so I hope to see you down there, Darren. We'd invite you down and I'd get you a pint, so hopefully we'll see you there on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Oh, if there's a pint on offer, then I'm definitely there. Mark, are you going to come as well?
I'll be there. No, I'm having your pint, you can pay for mine.
Alex, take care. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Jen.